Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. It's 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation, today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Arnold. If you feel, I'm offered, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless our county, bless this court, bless those that are fighting for our democracy. Bless all our elected officials and their families, as well as our staff. Father, we know that you're in control and you will continue to be in control as Jesus would want. We ask your will be done in everything we deliberate. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And at this present time, we're going to say the pledge to the flag and, of course, thank those veterans for what they have done for us. And we're saying in unison, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We will begin our agenda today just noting initially that the closed session originally scheduled for 11 a.m. has been moved to 11:30 a.m. So that's a change by an addendum to the Commissioner's Court schedule. And we'll begin our meeting with the public comment. If there's anyone that's present that wishes to make comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you may need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for requests for statements of qualifications for engineering services for the Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Community Development Block Grant funding pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract for an invitation for bid for Jefferson County Correctional Facility renovations to buildings A and G. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, with GADV Inc., DBA, LNL General Contractors in the amount of $3,581,000. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file Amendment Number 1 to a contract for a rebid of a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County. This amendment will reduce service to 3 days per week for Justice of the Peace Precinct 8, reduce service to 2 days per week for Constable Precinct 2 and Constable Precinct 8, Juvenile Probation of Port Arthur, Juvenile Probation of Beaumont, and the Jefferson County Airport, reducing the monthly cost for line item 2 to $3,415.32 for year 1, $3,637.32 for year 2, and $3,873.74 for year 3, $4,125.53 for year 4, and $4,393.69 for year 5. It will increase service to 2 days per week for Ford Park Box Office, increasing the monthly cost for line item 5 to $174.80 for year 1, $185.22 for year 2, $196.42 for year 3, $208.20 for year 4, and $220.70 for year 5. These charges will become effective December 1st, 2024 with Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc. Item D is to consider and approve and execute a statement of work with Milliman for our OPEB actuarial valuations for fiscal year 2025 and fiscal year 2026 under the Governmental Accounting Standards Board Rule Number 75 for Jefferson County in the amount of $22,550. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code 263.152A1. by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, December 7th, 2024, at 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
Yes, Deb. Will they still be going to the tax office at the sub-courthouse? The same?
Yes, these are just changes.
Right.
Everything else remains the same.
So the cost will be reduced even though, because they don't have to go to other offices, right?
Right. Whatever wasn't mentioned in here is still the same.
Yeah, I was just making sure because they still have to come to the tax office. So they did reduce their cost. That's all. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider approved fiscal year 2025 budget adjustment for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for repairing a Kubota tractor. Item B is consider and approve a wire transfer for $47,225.86 for home buyout purchase through the Texas General Land Office Community Development Block Grant. Hurricane Harvey home buyout grant for the 17413 Boondocks Road property. Item C is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $11,682,933.27 to the state comptroller for an intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County's LPPF for the local provider participation fund for the comprehensive hospital increase reimbursement program, which we'll ask you to explain in just a minute.
Yes.
Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for November insurance reimbursements. Item E is consider and approve expenditure by Road Bridge Precinct 1 in accordance with an order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for costs associated with road machinery repairs in the amount of $5,100. Item F is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Land Manor in the amount of $57,051.77. Item G is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $385,926.78 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item H is consider and approve expenditure by Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with an order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for costs associated with Polk City Directory in the amount of $575. Item I is regular county bills, check numbers 522-739 through 522-910 for the period ending 11-5-24. And check numbers 522-911 through 523-161 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion. So could you give us a little overview on the LPPF?
Yes, sir.
$11 million.
The $11 million.
Which is not coming from our general revenues.
No, sir. LPPF funds are paid to Jefferson County from local hospitals, a percentage of their patient care. We maintain it in a separate bank account, separate from our general funding, and then we submit that money on behalf of the hospital to the state of Texas. It does not intermingle with any governmental funds, and it is not from our taxpayers.
And it's an enhanced reimbursement program, so I think for every dollar that they pay in, they funnel through us. We send to the comptroller. The comptroller sends it to Department of Health and Human Services, and they reimburse something like $2.56 for indigent health care in the county for all of that.
Yes, sir. And currently we have $20 million in the account, so that is where that money is coming from.
Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for an unsafe structure at 221 Thomas Boulevard in Port Arthur, Texas. And item D, we'll come back to B and C. It's to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Commissioner Reginald C. Boykin to the Board of Commissioners for That should be Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3, not Emergency Services District Number 3. Pursuant to Health and Safety Code. I don't think that's even pursuant to the Health and Safety Code. But it's his reappointment to Drainage District Number 3 Board of Directors. Do we have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Judge, I think the correction needs to be made 221 east or west, just for the record.
Okay.
They need to specify east or west. There is 221s.
Yeah.
So okay, but that's from.
Is that okay with your motion, Commissioner Alford?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that would be 221 either east or west Thomas Boulevard on that demolition waiver, which is just for the benefit of the public. So typically what happens with these unsafe structures is that they have a number of years of past due taxes. Mm-hmm. And when they're going to tear them down, they have to go to all the taxing entities and request permission to tear them down because it impacts the collectability.
Right.
At least that's the thought process.
Yeah.
Not that we're ever going to collect anything off of it anyway. So, all right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B is to conduct a public hearing regarding the renewal of the Jefferson County tax abatement policy pursuant to Section 312.002C of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will open up this public hearing for anyone who wishes to make any comments about our tax abatement policy. We will. And we have had no changes to it. The Texas law tax code requires that we redo these every 2 years. And although it's been amended many times over the years as we have discovered issues, it is remaining the same this year, just being readopted in accordance with state law.
But if it's needed to be amended, we can amend it at any time.
At any time.
Judge, I'd just like to thank you and Fred for the work that y'all do with these tax abatements. They're still necessary as much as industry is looking to move here. We don't want to take a chance to miss out on anything. And my understanding is there's still a lot of competition for all of these projects, that many of which have chosen to come to Southeast Texas, but a lot of them are going to other states.
So. Yeah, and I expect that there will be a lot of discussion this legislative session in Austin about Chapter 313 relating, or Senate Bill 2000, which was relating to school district tax exemptions, because Texas has lost a bunch of projects to Mississippi and Louisiana the last year since they changed it last legislative session. So that's going to be a firebrand this session. But no changes in ours. All right, we'll close this public hearing. Move on to item C. Consider and possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file the 2025 Jefferson County abatement policy and model abatement agreement pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.002C. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file an overlay vehicle permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Energy Transfer GCNGL Pipelines LP for the purpose of constructing a pump station at 3350 South China Road. It's located in Precinct 1 with traffic routes running through Precincts 1 and 4. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a temporary construction easement agreement between Jefferson County and the Port of Beaumont Navigation District of Jefferson County, being 3.0689-acre temporary workspace is located adjacent to Franklin Street. This project is located in Precinct number four. Do we have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Sinegal and Erickson. Any discussion?
None, but if you don't mind, you might want to tell us just a little bit about the Port of Beaumont idea or concept they brought us.
So they received funding, federal funding, and they are going to redo Franklin Street from the front of their, from the front gate of their facility, or the concrete there, all the way back to around Natchez. And so what is that, four blocks?
About four blocks.
Yeah. So they are, the work is going to start the third week of February, and it will start at the Natchez end of the of Franklin and then work its way down. It'll work on the east side, and then it'll work on the west side or vice versa. And I asked them about road closures. They indicated that Franklin will not be closed, that it will maintain, you know, they'll maintain that open. They've been working with the city of Beaumont, so all of their plans and everything are approved with the city of Beaumont. So they're going to do just a little bit of drainage work at a couple of the intersections, but again, that's all with the blessing of the city of Beaumont, because that's all their facilities. So,
and part of their work, they'll be redoing our sidewalk.
That's what the easements are for. The easements are because the sidewalks actually, because the right-of-way is just the way that it falls, the sidewalks actually fall on our property and parts of the driveways that they're going to redo. So they're going to redo the sidewalks and the driveways, and parts of those fall on our property. So there's like 10-foot strips. One is on, you know, Franklin, between the, you know, on our side of the courthouse and then on the annex side. So there's two 10-foot strips there. And then if you go down the next block, then they've got, you know, a 10-foot strip there. So anyway.
And I think my original conversations with the port, which I wanted them to discuss with you and just to, and MIS and everybody, was just to make sure that none of our computer cables, that they knew where all of our underground utilities were, so that we didn't have any outages of our computer system or water or anything like that. And y'all have gotten that all squared
right
away.
I think we've gotten that all squared away. I mean, there is time, you know, the thing's not going to kick off till, I said, the third week of February. So there's time, if we would like for them to come and maybe give a little more of a presentation, I think that might be in order.
Yeah, and I want you to basically discuss that so the court can know and the public also. It's more or less a beautification of Franklin. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those things that's part of our property, part of the city's property. And I want to thank you and your staff for forwarding us all the information to review.
Yeah, and I think part of this is just part of a larger street improvement program in and around the port. Which is going to allow them to divert some of the traffic off Franklin Street with the 18-wheelers, which we'll be very thankful for.
Right.
All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And then we have one item under the tax office to consider and approve a request to waive interest for Gil Moutre in the amount of $298.35 in accordance with property tax code 33.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to? There's no addendum. The addendum was just to change the time of the closed session originally scheduled for 11 a.m. to begin at 11:30.
Thank you.
Any elected official have anything they wish to bring in?
Judge, I think this would be an appropriate time to introduce the new tax assessor and the new commissioner as elected last Tuesday. If they would like to introduce would y'all like to be introduced?
Well, welcome to Brandon Willis, the new Precinct 1 County Commissioner, and to Kate Carroll, the new tax assessor collector.
Y'all need to stand up so people know who you are.
Stand up and get to... both get with the Texas Association of Counties. Just make sure you find out the date of the newly elected schools. I know that for the JP there that we just appointed last week before last, that their class is December 8th. So I'm trying to figure out if they're before January 1st, before they're on the payroll, how do we pay for those schools?
I don't think you guys are going to be in January is when theirs will come up. I don't think it comes up before December.
Good.
Before they're sworn in to a great degree.
I noticed that the treasurer school starts in December too. So I was curious, but I did not find the tax assessors or commissioners.
Sure, is in February, if I'm not mistaken. January.
Well, the new county commissioner school is just how you hold a shovel.
I remember how to count to three. I just want to say that I was trying to lock them in because we make it look so easy, they may want to back out of those positions. So we need to lock them in so they can't get out now.
Yes, Madam County Clerk.
I survived the last 2 weeks prior. Election day, the judges take charge of the locations, and we did face a few little interesting scenarios. Lamar had a lot of provisional ballots, and that is an extensive process to push through. The tax office was very, very helpful to get us through that, so I'm very, very grateful for that. And we kept moving, kept making things happen. Reminder, I can't release numbers until the last person votes. Provisionals, you know, were put aside, but just a kind reminder that they create a hiccup in the process. So we just need to make sure we register people early moving forward, and or limited ballots if they're here from other places in the state. We have options. So we're here to help, and other than that, I had a pretty darn good election.
All the overseas ballots for military personnel were already...
We're receiving those, still processing some.
Okay. And...
More than normal, actually.
And our canvas of the ballot is expected to take place when?
We're expecting to have that Friday.
Friday?
Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll be canvassing for Friday.
Okay, when we're going to have a commissioner's court meeting approving the canvas of the ballot?
We'll need to, I'll need to schedule that.
Okay. All righty. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you all so very much for being here today. We appreciate your time, and we are adjourned.